This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay, Lee, it's pretty bad when Laura Loomer's got to call you out. She's your biggest supporter online, right? Yeah. You're a attack dog for a lot of the primary, helping Donald Trump dispatch, you know, the other candidates running against him. And she says she's so disappointed. What did he do that has her that upset that she would actually criticize Donald Trump, which I don't think I've seen her do, other than maybe thinking some of his appointees were not Trumpian enough? She's very upset about this Qatari luxury jet, mm-hmm. calling it accepting it a stain on his presidency. I've heard you're talking about it in the news, Lee. This is Loomer, longtime Trump loyalist. Posted a series of statements on X condemning the acceptance of the $400 million Boeing jet from the country, which she described as a gift from jihadists in suits. Why would she be this upset? She's Jewish, for starters. And when you go through the list, and I pulled it here, of Qatar is not our friend. Let's just put it that way. Safe haven for Hamas. Took in Hamas's leaders after October 7th, alienated itself from its neighbors by collaborating with Iran, provided safe haven to Al-Qaeda terrorists, funded jihadists around the world, funded the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses in the United States, funded Al Jazeera, funded other pro-jihadi propaganda outlets. Right now, Qatar is throwing money at American universities in the way China's done, you know, for years, and Qatar's funded jihadists who've kidnapped and murdered Americans. And that's just for starters. Now, a lot of folks confused about how this will work. Apparently right now, basically the government is accepting the jet on behalf of Trump, not like, you know, Trump Inc. or anything. Right. But after Trump's term, it would become the property of the Trump Presidential Library, where you have to think Trump could fly around on it or would fly around on it. I mean, just you're going to pay to maintain it. It wouldn't make any sense if you're not going to use it. It's a really bad look. I wouldn't give this to the Democrats. I really wouldn't. It looks, I mean, it looks as bad as it sounds. And our, you know, our history with Qatar is not good. Again, they're, you know, not wrong as far as support for terror goes. I mean, this is the place that the Taliban leaders were hiding out during the Joe Biden administration, if you remember, before Abbeygate. We had to go there to meet with them. You know, the enemy and the war we fought for 20 years, those people. So, I don't know. I predict he doesn't end up accepting this. Because it's just, I just think the outcry is just going to grow. I mean, when you've lost Loomer, I mean, you've just lost. So I don't know what he's thinking on this.
I'm not sure how I feel about this. I mean, this is it's a piece of equipment. It is an American-made plane that was made in Seattle, Washington. Mm-hmm. It was maintained by, I'm certain, Boeing contractors, most likely Americans, that were servicing it when it was in the service of the Qatari government. Because when we sell those things, the, you know, the maintenance, you that, that's part of the cost of the thing to begin with. So and this about it being used as Air Force One, if that's the case, it would be well after Trump is out of office before that plane would ever be ready. We've been working on the new Air Force One plane for years already. There's supposed to be another one. In fact, I believe Obama started the process. And, you know, we've gone through the Obama administration, 8 years of that, the Biden administration. Now we're into the second Trump administration. So if it were ever to be flown as Air Force One, it would probably be during at least the next president, the 48th president. So I don't know. I understand the ties to where the gift came from and the issue with that. Believe me, that's Qatar is a nation that we deal with that has been an intermediary for us with terrorists because they have an association with them. So, you know, I don't know. Is it a good look? No, it's not. No question.
Yeah. And kind of what you're saying, too, Boeing is way behind on its delivery of the new Air Force One that we should have by now. But
yeah, and I'm not sure I can blame Boeing for that. You got to understand you're dealing with something that the federal government is heavily involved in. I'm sure the Defense Department, who knows, the CIA, the NSA, there's probably all kinds of different government agencies that are, you know, that are telling Boeing what to do, what's got to be installed, the defensive systems, the communication systems, all kinds of things that are being, you know, baked into that. It's a long process. I can't imagine the complications of trying to do business with the federal government supplying a plane to be used as Air Force One.
Loomer wrote, it's going to be hard for the administration to designate the Muslim Brotherhood and obliterate Iranian proxies in, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah when Qatar funds the Muslim Brotherhood, harbors Hamas, and the U.S. just accepted a $400 million jet from Qatar. It's very disappointing. And she linked to this. This is Trump going off on Qatar. And here, let me actually turn that on. Here we go. All right.
Unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level. And in the wake of that conference, nations came together and spoke to me about confronting Qatar over its behavior. So we had a decision to make. Do we take the easy road or do we finally take a hard but necessary action? We have to stop the funding of terrorism. I decided, along with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, our great generals and military people, the time had come to call on Qatar to end its funding. They have to end that funding. And it's extremist.
They didn't end the funding, needless to say. Yeah.
Yeah, obviously that was from the first administration.
Yeah, this is
talking about
him
the
before.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, yeah. Which that was well into the early days of the first administration.
Yeah, but they still haven't ended the funding.
Yeah.
Texture writes, hey, Tara, outfit the 747 in passenger trim and use it to fly illegals out of the country. Yeah. Now, that I wouldn't mind. Maybe we could send them to Qatar. Maybe they would like to have them.
Who knows, you know.
Yeah. So maybe we can do that, and that'll make sense. I don't know. Meanwhile, Myrtle Beach. I used to be on the radio in Myrtle Beach. That Myrtle Beach is a crazy place, Lee.
You think?
Oh, it's nuts. Yeah. I likened it to South Carolina's own version of Northern Exposure. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to watch that all the time.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's just a little off. That's Myrtle
yeah.
Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, but this, making national headlines. Headline, man throws $1 million worth of fentanyl out of car during chase in Myrtle Beach. That'll fool them.
Yeah.
Oh, that $1 million worth of fentanyl? No, I know nothing about that. Sir, we have it on the dash cam. It came out of your window. No, that wasn't me. We've got you dead to rights. We've got you, the license plate, the car. Nope, not me. A man accused of leading authorities on a chase in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and throwing 25 pounds of fentanyl out the car window. Horry County deputies said they tried to pull over a truck for traffic violations on Thursday near Fantasy Harbor Boulevard and Forest Brook Road. During the chase, authorities say the driver, who they did not identify, threw packages from
okay, so it was multiple packages. I was just wondering how somebody would be able to drive and pick up a 25-pound package of anything and throw it out the window with one hand. That would be
I guess they got it broken down. I don't know.
Good grief.
Deputies said during the chase, the driver was behaving erratically before the car crashed near Pine Island Road in Myrtle Beach. When deputies found the items that were thrown, they say it was 25 pounds total of packaged fentanyl with an estimated value of $250,000 wholesale cost or well over $1 million in street value after processing.
There's probably some fentanyl distributor that is wanting to get hold of this guy for
right, I know.
For tossing a quarter mil worth of inventory.
I know. Yeah, I know. So we're looking to get more details. I want to know who this guy was and why you would need $1 million worth of fentanyl in Myrtle Beach. I mean, you could kill the entire population probably of the state with that. So, I mean, Myrtle Beach, y'all. Horry County.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, just in case for a future note to self, you know, when you throw the drugs out the window, they've got these dash cam things now. Yeah. They catch all of it. Don't even bother. Just stash it somewhere.
Well, these days, it's not only dash cams, but there's like cameras at all kinds of intersections everywhere you go reading your license plate. So, you know.
I know.
I mean, we got them all up and down Woodruff Road here.
I know. Yeah, which eventually will make crime obsolete, so don't be throwing the drugs out.
Right. I've heard that story before.
Yeah.
I heard about the cameras in downtown Greenville. That's going to stop crime. No, it's just going to let you know who did it.
Right. Well, that's almost as good,
exactly.
Right? So,
well,
anyway.
That depends on the judges in the area.
Yeah. But you're right, though, Lee. I still want to know, like, what was he going to do with the fentanyl? That's kind of what I want to know. I mean, wow, that much in Myrtle Beach, huh? I mean, that's like cartel level, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If I was cartel, I'd live in Myrtle Beach. They don't have a lot of law enforcement presence there, relatively speaking. But anyway, whatever. They believe they got it all, so that's good. I'd hate for a kid to be picking up one of those packages.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Anybody, because that stuff is so deadly.
I know. I
mean, if it's leaking, you know, it's coming in contact with the skin, it can kill you in no time.
Meanwhile, speaking of wanting to kill somebody, you know, I know the Pope isn't violent or anything, but his brother, every family has one of these, by the way. You see what he wrote?
No.
Called Nancy Pelosi in a post, a drunk rhymes with punt.
Okay.
This is the Pope's brother. He is, needless to say, very, very, very MAGA. Huge, huge Trump supporters. One of the Pope's older brothers. So I don't know what's going on in that family. Everybody's got a crazy brother, crazy uncle. We all do. That's just kind of interesting what is said or not said in the Pope's family. Anyway, everybody's talking about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Congress won't cut a damn thing. I just asked Nancy Mace about that. It's really sad. But is there another way forward? The Washington Post is freaking out, which is a good thing. Headline. The hidden ways Trump and Doge are shutting down parts of the U.S. government. Limits on spending of incapacitated parts of agencies as varied as the National Park Service and the Pentagon. What are they doing? Well, think about this, folks. Suppose Congress, i.e. Lindsey Graham, who said, no, cut something. No, not me. No, we won't be doing that. We'll cut $4 billion over 10 years. That's a joke. We're going to go broke. Okay, well, what if Congress allocates it because they're a bunch of clowns and Trump just doesn't spend it? That's never happened before, but it's happening now. At the Environmental Protection Agency, they say, I'm sorry, at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, key work on weather forecasting is slowed to a crawl. Why? Because Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick must sign off personally on many contracts and grants. At the Social Security Administration, some employees are running out of paper, pens, and printer toner because the U.S. DOGE has placed a $1 spending limit on government-issued credit cards. Across the federal government, Trump officials are halting a wide range of operations by declining to approve key funds. Ooh, this is an insurrection, y'all. It's awesome. No violence like Democrat insurrections. This unofficial hold on many activities has incapacitated many agencies' divisions, even though they remain technically intact. Okay, here's my favorite one. How this is going. Basically, well, here it is. At the Commerce Department, all contracts and grants costing $100,000 or more have been placed on hold pending the personal review of Howard Lutnick, according to three agency employees and a memorandum obtained by the Post. The memo also specified that every contract or grant under $100,000 must be approved by either a senior political appointee or the Commerce Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, another Trump appointee. What does this mean? All these requests for funding are just stacking up and going nowhere. In other words, the Trump team watched the bureaucracy, learned, and now they've created their own bureaucratic roadblocks, bottlenecks, if you will. A backlog of more than 3,000 contracts and funding requests has built up on Lutnick's desk. As of last week, the senior official said, within NOAA, nearly 1,000 requests for grants and contracts and stuff like that have been submitted for approval by a political appointee or the secretary, with about 250 going to Lutnick. He's approved a little more than half of them. The rest are just sitting on his desk. Again, more than 3,000 requests just sitting on his desk. The NOAA contracts alone, N-O-A-A, contracts alone that are held up waiting, total $230 million, so almost $250 million, according to the contracts, to the documents. Now, what is that adding up to? Headline from the Washington Examiner. Trump has slowed national debt growth by 92%. Under Trump, the national debt has actually declined. $5.5 billion. Now, that's not a lot, $5.5 billion. But it's the first decline, the first actual drop in the national debt that we have seen in decades. So that is something. So in other words, the growth in the national debt, all but zero, some decline depending on the week. It's actually, again, down overall $5.5 billion. Now, you could say, and you'd be right, that there are trillions of dollars worth of spending expected to come with Trump's one big, beautiful bill. And that is true. But on the other hand, the White House has slowed the growth of the federal debt held by the public so dramatically that the total national debt has actually shrunk since Inauguration Day. So you can see what Trump's doing. And I forecast this is what I thought he was going to do. That Congress can go spend like a bunch of drunken sailors when they can allocate, but he's the one who actually has to do the spending. And this is why these judges are getting involved. You know what he's doing? You know what Lutnick's doing, right? By just letting those 3,000 funding requests pile up on his desk. A lot of those are Democrats who are just wasting the money. It's an NGO. It's how their family gets rich. Remember the one contract, for instance, Elon Musk said it's a $1 billion contract with the National Park Service for polling. The polling is basically, do you like the national parks? It's the whole poll with questions like that. There's like a dozen of them. And he's like, well, you know what? You could commission that poll on SurveyMonkey for $10,000. So why do we need $1 billion for that? Where'd it go? Who knows? Is it illegal? No. Is it theft, fraud, and graft? Sure. Prosecutable? No. Anybody dumb enough to pay it's criminal. So this is the kind of stuff that they're stopping. And I wanted to show you what it's adding up to. Now, here's where it's going to get interesting, okay? keep your eye on this because we don't have a total yet. And Doge now is being very on the down low, and that's good. That's what they should do. Keep the Democrats off their back. Don't run around with a chainsaw. Not a good look. Folks, again, I thought the biggest story last week was Scott Bessent testifying under oath saying, listen, about over a third of the funding requests we're getting at the Treasury now, because the Treasury pays most of those funding requests for over 400 federal agencies, over a third of them are fraudulent. They don't have the right codes. They don't say what they're for. It's just people basically trying to download cash from the Treasury. And we don't pay out anymore because we've got a system to detect it. If that's the case, just makes you wonder how much of the budget deficit is just to pay for fraud. How much have we borrowed on the backs of our grandkids to pay for fraud? I don't know, but it's awesome. Apparently, Trump has managed to grind entire parts of the government to a halt. The Washington Post is freaking out. So it's the real deal. Well, new Trump executive order promises to reduce, he's supposed to sign it today, reduce drug prices by 30 to 80%. He says Americans will pay the same as countries that pay the lowest price for our drugs. And he's talking about the disparity between what Americans pay for the same drugs made by the same drug companies versus what they pay in Canada and the UK, which is significantly less. So we'll see how he intends to get there. I don't know if you've noticed the markets open. Dow Watch, it's up to 42,000, 239, 240 roughly. The entire market is up about 2.5%. On the news that, I don't know why everybody keeps saying Trump trade deal with China. There's no trade deal. It's the strangest thing. And maybe that's what's fooling the algorithms. There's no trade deal. All they did was said, okay, we agree to negotiate for 90 days and we agree to take the tariffs off each other except for the last 10% for the time that we are negotiating. That is not a trade deal. That is a framework for negotiation. I'm getting so many texts this morning. See, how are you going to cheer this on? Well, I'm not. It's not a trade deal. And folks, I don't think you can cut a trade deal with China. I think Rubio is right when he said over the weekend, look, China deindustrialized us, stole a lot of our intellectual property, ignored copyright law, ignored patent law, which it pledged to agree to when it joined the World Trade Organization, signed on to the treaty, didn't, is in violation of it. Marco Rubio says, I don't think we can buy anything from them, as the Trump trade team is negotiating buying stuff from them. I don't think we can either. I think we need to try to collapse the Chinese Communist Party. Because, folks, it doesn't matter what trade deal we cut with them. Do you realize, by the way, this would, if we did cut a trade deal with them, we haven't yet, but if we did, you know, this would be the fourth trade deal that Team Trump has cut with China. You know, he cut three others in the first administration. Did any of those work out? No. Why? China immediately flouted them. They will sign anything you put in front of them for the most part, and then they'll just gaff it off. And they're going to do it again. Nothing's going to change. What about the last trade deal that China signed? How did that go?
I will say this much, and if you're listening, write it down. In late November, word had already gotten off of the mainland that there was a virus in Wuhan. 6 weeks later, the trade truce was signed with an out clause, a very clever out clause that the Chinese made sure was in there, that said if there was any kind of act of God pandemic, then they didn't have to make good on what they had committed to buy from the United States. Within days, they announced the first coronavirus. So, did the Chinese know damn well that this thing was running around the world for 6 weeks before they shut down Wuhan? Yes, they did. Is that criminal? Yes, it is. Does it deserve to go in front of a world tribunal? Yes, it does. Because we know that it was the unfettered travel that made this thing a global phenomenon. It was impossible to contain.
Okay, so that's how the last trade deal with China went. Signed it, never complied with it, wrote the out clause for the virus, then released. I think they released it. By the way, a majority of people agree with me in the latest Rasmussen poll. Majority believes they released it on purpose. But whatever. It was mighty convenient, wasn't it? So that's how the last trade deal went. We got a virus. I don't know what they'll do this time. Collapse the grid? As the last FBI director warned, will they collapse the grid or just do another cyber attack on us, as they confessed to doing in December in punishment for us supporting Taiwan? And folks, there's no way forward. You can't cut a trade deal with these people. You have to defeat them. So giving them a 90-day reprieve, you know what that does? It gets the factories back up and running. That's all it does. We were looking at, what, 15, 16 million unemployed in China, people rioting in the streets, burning down factories. Now they've got a reprieve. I don't know. And you know what that's going to do? They're going to get the factories back up and running. The buyers will buy the stuff and sock it away, so they have months worth now. And we're right back where we started. But, you know, look, they may have some kind of plan that I don't understand, I don't know about, and maybe it'll make a lot of sense. Maybe I'll read it today and I'll like it. I don't know. Headline, CNBC: Bessent sees tariff agreement as progress in strategic decoupling with China. He says we're decoupling. Though the U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said Monday that trade agreement reached over the weekend represents another stage in U.S. shaking its reliance on Chinese products. Though the U.S. decoupling itself from its need for cheap imports from China has been discussed for years, the process has been a slow one and unlikely to ever mean a complete break. Okay, so he has said both things over the weekend. Oh, no, we don't intend to decouple from them completely. No, we just want better trade terms, and also we're decoupling. So, I don't know. And we're talking reciprocal tariffs. You know, basically both sides taking the tariffs off in negotiations. I mean, fine, but look, the biggest problem is not that we have no access to their markets. That's not the biggest problem, although it is a problem. We give them total access. They give us basically no access unless you trade your know-how, your goods, your designs to them. That is not how it's supposed to work. In fact, it's a violation of the treaty they signed on to when they joined the World Trade Organization. This is not an answer. So I don't know what they're going to do. I know this will make Wall Street happy. I know this will get folks off Trump's back. But I don't know what the purpose of it is otherwise. But look, maybe they want to placate Wall Street and say, look, we sat down with them, we tried. Because I'm here to tell you, it does not matter what they sign. China will not comply with it. China is going to have nothing to do with it. They will smile at you all day long and unleash another virus. Or collapse the grid. Melt down our water treatment plants, maybe an option, or just shut down our ports. I don't know. They're inside all of our equipment. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the only deal you cut with China is you cut them out totally. They will come begging. They already have. Texter writes, it's a ceasefire while they try to work things out. Another texter writes, Trump is playing the Chinese like a fiddle. He's giving businesses 90 more days to get their manufacturing out of China. Okay, that is a good point. I see what you're saying. So you're saying, you know, these businesses are screaming and yelling. Business owners are on MSNBC and CNN saying, oh my gosh, my business is going to go under, get it out of China. And yeah, that's what I hope they do, is get your business out of China, be done, and then slap the tariffs back on. I mean, I guess I could see that way. Texter writes, Tara, this is all part of the plan to move production to the United States, make us less reliable on China. Texter writes, surely we didn't think the administration propaganda would say anything other than Trump wins. Another texter writes, Americans are more upset with Americans' response than blaming China, right or wrong. They cannot deflect from their inactivity. And finally, texter writes, Trump backed off. That's why the market is up. And finally, texter writes, even the hopium-fueled sheep are going to start to see the emperor is naked. Well, no, that depends on what happens at the end of the 90 days. I guess what's disappointing is if the plan is to break the back of the Chinese Communist Party, because, folks, that is the only way forward. We're either going to fight them with bullets or we're going to fight them economically, but we're going to fight them. Is to go full riot, full factory shutdown, make the people so hungry they overthrow the Chinese Communist Party. You cannot deal with this foe with a deal. And here's the thing, even if you get a deal, and I'm sure they get some kind of deal, and even if Trump can somehow, while he's in office, get China to comply with it, second Democrat comes in office, they'll just buy him off for $30 million like they did the Joe Biden family, and they'll be back in business. They know they could buy, they bought our last president. They know they can't buy this one, but they'll buy the next one. It's how they think. Texter rates in 90 days, Tara, to build our factories. Texter rates, dealing with China is stupid, waste of time and effort. Cut our losses and stop all trade with these thieves. Use the 90 days to pack up and leave China. That is what I hope they are doing. Because if the answer is, hey, we got this great trade deal with China, this is Trump trade deal number 4 with China. You see how the other 3 went. Not so good. Texter writes on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. We shouldn't want to deal with China, not after everything they've done, and especially considering they want our destruction. They've declared a people's war on us. Yeah, I don't understand the idea that we can even have a trade deal with China. And again, we don't have a trade deal with China. Media is misreporting that. What we have is a framework for negotiations that they've agreed to. They've rolled back some of the tariffs in the meantime. There's no trade deal with China. I got to wonder, since so much of the stock market is built on algorithms that react to key words in journalistic pieces online, I wonder how much of these like buy and sell orders that are automatically tripped, in other words, they give advice, are based on the misreporting of this by the reporters that the algorithms are picking up. By the way, the market's up to, it's still up about 2.5%, where Dow's at 42,000 right now. So the algorithms like the idea of the Chinese trade deal. People have been texting me, I'm wondering, oh, we've got a Chinese trade deal. No, we don't. I don't know why they're calling it that. It's driving me crazy. Texter writes, good morning. Back in the day, a book I came across about Chinese approach to business was called Thick Face, Black Heart. Another texter writes, stop all trade with China. Another texter writes, at this point, it's not too cynical to wonder if they maybe promised him a Trump Tower in Hong Kong. No, I mean, look, as folks were pointing out on the text line, and they're right about this, what this does do is give Americans and American businesses a chance to move their production lines, although they did arguably have that since January, out of China, and then you slap them at the end of the 90 days with the same tariffs. But I don't know. That gives them a chance to recover, though. And that's the it also gives the Chinese Communist Party a chance to recover. And you don't want to do that. You've got them right where you want them right now. But they're closer to this than I am. Have a great rest of the day. Be sure to tune in to Battleground America podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.